Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I am the host of It's Everything West Texas. And today, we are really bringing a special program to you. We're going to have one of our daughters on the program today, Amber Monroe. She has written a book, or actually it's a coloring book that has drawings. It's affirming women of all backgrounds. The book is called Reflections. And in just a minute, we will bring Amber on the line. Today, this program is being sponsored by the West Texas Tribune, real news, local news, at westtexastribune.org. And also Floyd Miller Investments, helping individuals make wise money decisions. For more information, you may call 325-676-0138. Hey, Amber, welcome to the program today.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Well, I'm really happy to have you here, and I think this book is beautifully done, and I guess most fathers would say that, but I think I'm a very objective father in this particular instance. And so, first of all, I want you to just tell us why you decided to do this coloring book.
Okay, so I had done a couple of other coloring books before. This is my first hand-drawn coloring book. When I was finishing up my last, it was more of a digital coloring book, I kept thinking about how I would love to have a book that showcased African-American hair and just accentuated and highlighted all of the features, of African-American women in a beautiful way so that little girls and women alike can look at this book and kind of see themselves in it. Another reason why I did it is, I look at a lot of coloring books and there's a lot of great ones out there, but I feel like where women is concerned, like they're more delicate, like objects to be looked at, to just kind of sit pretty. And while, the women in my book are beautiful, I wanted them to represent power, strength, and beauty. I wanted it to be kind of like from a superhero to an action figure, to a warrior, to a queen. I just wanted to signify power and strength in all of that. And also, I wanted to highlight diversity where disabilities are concerned. I have several women that I've drawn, one of them is in a wheelchair. One of them, she's got a glucose monitor that she has on her arm. I wore one of those for a little while, with Magdalene when I was pregnant. And so I kind of know what that's about. And so I just wanted people who are kind of underrepresented generally to feel, I wanted them to feel, like I said, like they can see themselves in this book.
Okay, well, I want to talk about some of these women in the book. I think you did an excellent job. And the first one I want to tackle is this lady that says, I am allowed to walk away from negativity. Talk with me about that a little bit.
Okay, yes. For a lot of these affirmations, I you know, I'm 43, and so I've had a little bit of life experience here and there. And I kind of drew from my personal experience and what I would want someone younger than me to be able to learn before they're 43. And something else that I, you know, was going to touch on a little later, but I'll add now, you know, I've dedicated this book, you know, as you know, Daddy, I dedicated it to Mommy, to Sienna, my sister, for, you know, those of y'all that don't know, and for my daughter, Magdalene. And so she, you know, I kind of had her in mind in, you know, with this book. And I'm just thinking about some of the life lessons that I've learned that, you know, I would like for people to learn, you know, sooner. And it just, you know, I have her kind of facing away, walking into the water, kind of accepting, you know, what is, and choosing to not, you know, drown in the negativity. You know, she can walk away from it. You don't have to put yourself in a situation where you're being drained by people's negative emotions, words, treatments. You know, life is too short to sit in any kind of negativity. That's something that I want everyone to know.
Okay. And I'm glad you brought it up. I was intending to mention that about the book being dedicated to Marilyn, Sienna, and Mag. And I really appreciate that. Marilyn's in the studio with me today, sitting across, we're smiling at each other. So so I'm definitely glad that you mentioned her. Another affirmation you have in here is, I recognize the good in people. Let's talk about that one a little bit.
Okay, yes. Let me find that one. I will say that, you know, something I feel like can happen when you have those negative experiences, you know, as I've had some in my life, it can make you kind of want to harden yourself to others and close yourself off from what could be potentially be a great opportunity, a friendship, and relationship. And, you know, it's just a reminder that, you know, every person is, you know, their own individual. And a lot of times, you know, most people do have quite a bit of good in them, you know, despite the experiences that one person might have had. You know, for me, it's not hard to see the good in people. You know, I've had people say that maybe I do that too much, but, you know, for some others, they might need a reminder that, you know, always look for the good. You know, anybody that is struggling, or maybe they might behave in a way that's kind of questionable, you know, there was probably good in them at some point, but maybe something happened to kind of to affect their behavior. You know, everybody, you know, wants to love and be loved. And it's just a reminder to be able to do that. And art-wise, I didn't really mention it much in the other picture, but art-wise, you know, I wanted to really make the pictures, you know, dramatic. I wanted to give people a lot of things to color. And on this picture, you know, she's got a long flowy dress and it kind of goes over her head. And in the background, the dress kind of turns into the backdrop of the photo or of the picture. And I've got, you know, she's got flowers in her hair. She's got dreads and cornrows in the front. And one thing also I really wanted to do with this book, you know, I want to highlight, obviously, African-American features. But really, looking at coloring books, I never was able to look at one, or even regular children's books, and see anyone that looked like me that had my nose that looks like that, you know, my lips that look like that. And, you know, I get, you know, so much of that obviously from you and Mommy. And so I wanted to make these characters, these women, kind of look like they could be me, or they could be someone I'm related to. You know, I see familiar faces in almost every picture. And so that's kind of why I drew them the way that I did. Where features are concerned. But that's kind of the backstory on that picture.
Well, you know, as I'm sitting here listening to you, the first two that I've asked you about is kind of the opposite sides of each other. And as you said, if you don't walk away from negativity stay around that too long, the danger is that everybody begins to look like a bad person, or it's hard to see the good in them, as you stated. Then another one. This is kind of a bold statement, but I really like it. You say, if I am not welcome at the table, I will build my own. Let's talk about that one a little bit.
Yes. You know, there have been times when, and I think everyone at some point has gotten to this point, but, you know, you feel kind of rejection from people, you know, depending on what the situation is. But, you know, you feel like there are others who don't appreciate you. And, you know, I feel like instead of kind of wallowing in that, you know, realize that you yourself have value. You know, you don't have to sit and wait for others to acknowledge your greatness. You can start from where you are and build from there, and invite others to your table. It can be hard. And this is, you know, like I said, it's a book that's more obviously for African-American women. You know, I highlight disabilities, but anyone in any setting, male or female, I think knows what it feels like to have that kind of rejection, to feel like an outsider. And it's important to remember that, you know, you have your own gifts. Maybe step back from that table. And when you do, when you get yourself away from, like I said, that negativity, you'll realize, oh man, I do have talents. And you allow yourself to be around others, you can kind of start your own platform for what you want to do. You know, that can be taken in, you know, almost in any context, but it's just a reminder to not let rejection put you at a full stop in what you're doing. And let's see, drawing wise here, you know, I really wanted to, like I said, be very diverse with my photos. And this lady here, you know, she's not super skinny, not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, she's got curves, and the things that people sometimes try to hide in photos are like, oh, my arms are too big or something, or you know, they don't like what their back looks like or something like that. I wanted to draw just all kinds of different women and show the beauty, you know, in the curves and, you know, with her wavy hair. And I just wanted to draw a woman who's confident in herself and she knows she's beautiful. She doesn't have to look like the person to her left or the person to her right. She can look just, you know, like her, and, you know, she's beautiful. And kind of did a circle theme. She's got a polka dot skirt on. And this one's just a lot of fun. So let's get drawing this one.
Okay. Another one that I'm looking at, it just seemed like this lady is ready to fly. And the phrase on it is, my uniqueness is my superpower.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, one thing that I think anyone that's known me for any amount of time, they could say that I'm pretty unique, and that can be taken in probably a lot of different ways, depending on who I'm around and what I'm doing. I mean, goodness, you know, but that's something that I've come to learn in, you know, in my whole life. There are things that I used to feel self-conscious about that I would do or say. Not that it was anything bad, but just, you know, kind of quirky sometimes. And I used to try to hide those things. But now, you know, I kind of embrace, you know, who I am, the things that make me different, the things that make me unique. You know, I have posted a few articles, you know, in the Tribune about ADHD and how what it's like living with that. And, you know, there are some things that can almost be debilitating if I'm not on top of it. But then there are some things, you know, like my creativity, my focus when I get working on a project and just can't stop for anything. That's definitely a unique thing that I see as a superpower. And, you know, God made us all different for a reason. You know, if he wanted us to all be the same, we'd literally all be the same. But, you know, what some might see as a weakness, for me, I know ways to turn it into a strength. So that's kind of a reminder for myself and a reminder, like I said, to anyone coloring the books. And picture-wise, yeah, I just wanted to do something super, you know, creative. You know, she's got, it's a lady, look, like I said, it looks kind of like she's flying over the water. There's a mermaid tail underneath her. And she's got a huge, big, gorgeous afro that like takes up, you know, easily a fourth of the top of the page. you know, and, you know, like I said, I really wanted to just, you know, feature and highlight, you know, the beautiful different hair textures. And so she's, you know, looking up to the sky. And it's, man, it's kind of, this one's kind of hard to describe. You just have to look at it to get it, you know. But yeah, she's just owning her uniqueness and feeling good about it.
And you mentioned earlier, I think earlier in this statement, that God made all of us different. And there is one picture in your book where you say, God is with me always.
Yes. Yeah. yeah, there, this one is, we've got kind of, she's got like fire kind of decorating her clothes, and she's got a bow and arrow with fire at the end, and there's flames in the background, and her hair is, it's wavy, but it's kind of wild, which is kind of to symbolize fire as well. And this picture, I wanted it to represent how, you know, God is kind of your, I wouldn't say your backup because he's more than that, but he's armed you, you know, with his wisdom. And, you know, you're never, fighting alone. If there's something that comes up and, you know, it's a battle for you, he's the fire, you know, he's the fire, the ammo to help you get through life and to help you fight. And, you know, I just wanted to feel people to feel empowered, by that picture.
Well, I would say amen to that. you know, sometimes we tell people our dreams, our goals, and maybe everybody is not quite as excited about it as as we are. And matter of fact, they may be on the other side of it. They may throw a little water on it, but You have another picture of a lady in here, and it simply says, "My dreams are important."
Oh yeah. Let's see. Let me find that one there. Yeah. You know, it's just a good reminder, you know, because like you said, there are going to be things that come up in life and people, sometimes it's not even people. Sometimes it's just life happening, and very quickly it can make you kind of forget your dreams. But, and I think there's another picture that kind of describes what the feeling behind it, but you know, you're, for a person to realize their dreams, it can be the thing that makes someone else realize their dreams. It can maybe be the one thing that spurs another person on to their goals, but they couldn't have done it if you didn't step into your goals. And your dreams. And so those dreams aren't even important just for you. They're important for everyone else who will be touched by it one day. So it's very important. And it's a good reminder that, you know, when God puts something pure on your heart, you need to act on that, because that can, people are, tend to think kind of self-centered, not in a bad way, but they're like, oh, I can't do this. This business I want to open up, I don't know. But that may be what helps someone else. That could be what pulls somebody out of a really dark place. So it isn't even about you anymore. Like, sorry, but when God puts something on your heart, it's not just you that's going to benefit from that. It's going to be others. And that's important to remember when life gets hard. And the drawing I have here, as far as the artistic aspect of it, you know, I wanted it to, I did maybe about a third of the book with these close-up drawings, which I really like. Because you get to really see the detail. And they're a little easier to draw, if I'm being honest, because it was larger. But yeah, she's got, you know, big curls, and she's just kind of looking off into the sunset, looking at water. Water is very reflective. I mean, no pun intended, but, you know, you look at it and you think about your goals. So a lot of these photos have water in them. I never really noticed that until just now. I guess that's kind of a way that, in my mind, the way I see dreams and goals, I think about looking out at the water. You see the sunset in the background. But yeah, that's kind of what this picture means to me and what I want other people to get from it.
Maybe I'm going to have one or two more, but
sure.
Is there, you were talking about the woman in the wheelchair and just people in with disabilities. Do you want to talk about that particular drawing, or is there some other drawing that you want to make sure that the audience knows about?
Yes, there's a couple. One I will touch on that I kind of shared online about a video about my coloring process for it. But there's one and it says, "I am excellence." It's that page, and it's a woman who has vitiligo, and it's a skin disorder. I don't think most people knew about it until Michael Jackson, you know, had it. But it's basically a skin disorder where parts of your skin just become bleached white. And it's something that obviously, you know, doesn't mean that you're not a beautiful person. I see beauty in that. And there's even, I can't remember her name, but there's like a supermodel with vitiligo, and she's, you know, obviously gorgeous and owning it. And I do think there are some, you know, physical symptoms with it that make it, you know, kind of difficult from time to time. But I just wanted, for a person who has that, I want them to be able to open the book and say, oh, cool. You know, I don't normally see myself in these books. And online, like I said, I have a finished product of when I colored it, and I think it looks really good. But I just, like I said, I wanted that representation. I don't think people need to hide themselves just because they look, you know, different from others and wear, you know, makeup to cover everything, unless they want to, and that's what makes them feel good. But I just wanted to touch on that and show the beauty in that, and have little girls that, you know, if they have vitiligo, I want them to have a picture to color, you know, like everybody else. So that's definitely one. There's several, but that's one that I kind of wanted to for sure touch on.
Well, you know, we are in the season of the year where most people recognize Christ or pay special attention to him. And of course, his purpose of coming into the world was for all people, no matter what they look like. I guess we could say just no matter what. He came for all of us with He knew about our strengths. He knew our weaknesses. He knew all of it. So as a person is sitting down coloring one of these pictures, I don't know how long it would take to color it. For me, it would take a pretty good while. But what are you hoping that happens as not only as the person looks at the picture, but as they sit there and color that picture, what are you hoping is taking place?
I would say my hope is that people coloring it and reading the affirmations can know that, you know, they are worthy, that they're strong, that they're capable, and that, you know, like I said, if there's something on their heart a dream or a goal that they have, they need to know that it's attainable and that it's possible, and that anything in life that feels like it can hold you back, to try to find ways to use it as a strength. I mean, even if you can't do that, just understand that what you're going through will pass, and that you can still live life to your fullest purpose. And to not pay so much attention to what the mainstream says is beautiful, because that's not really the mainstream. It's just kind of what we're, you know, what's pushed in front of us, you know, with TV and movies and magazines and videos. I'm picturing young girls just in general at the moment to feel beautiful in their own skin, to feel comfortable in their own skin, and to see themselves in this book in a extremely positive light. And I hope that it kind of sets in their heart, you know, you were made with a purpose. You were made beautiful. You know, God created you just right, and to love yourself.
Okay, so if someone wanted a copy of this book, how could they get this book?
Okay, so you can get this book on Amazon. You'll need to search Reflections, Amber Monroe, because there's several coloring books called Reflections on Amazon. Or you can go to my Facebook page. I believe there's links that I've posted. I'll post pictures that I colored, and then I'll post videos of me coloring the picture. And then usually in the comment section, you can click on the link. You can also find me on Instagram at Healthy Life Happy Wife TX. But the quickest way is, yeah, just hit up Amazon and search Reflections, Amber Monroe, and the book should pop right up.
Okay. Well, I think this is a very valuable book. I know several people that have already ordered some for Christmas mm-hmm. gifts, and we hope that you will consider ordering one. I'll just have to go mm-hmm. back and talk about this art a little bit. Most people get both things from their parents. I mean, they pick up something, but on this art, it's all from your mother. It's all from Marilyn. I take no I take no credit in that, and it's just kind of ironic today that we are on the campus of Abilene Christian, where I met her a little over 50 years ago. And so she's sitting here just smiling. I want to thank you. Again, I want to thank you for this interview today. And, Marilyn, I thank you for sitting in with us today. It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.